story includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. We're based at University of British Columbia. I'm Sachin. I'm going to be with you for the next hour, playing for you a beautiful mix of the best songs from the UK and some of the best Canadian music I've found in the last week, whilst I've been roaming the streets of Vancouver. I'm going to open the show this week with a band I've played a lot of before on Albion. They're a Manchester-based band called Spring King. Famous because the drummer slash producer Tarek records all of their songs in his converted bathroom, and this song is called Rectifier, which they dropped on SoundCloud last Sunday, not even a week ago. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it and hang around for the next hour.
Town, even this town. No, I'm not the same person that you met.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. After Spring King, we had a London five-piece by the name of Night Flowers with a new track they released early last week called Chaser. That track, if you enjoyed it, is some dreamy indie pop. You can get on Bandcamp for a name your price. The only tagline they've added is that they would like you to donate what you can to help the band get to play on tour in Japan in May. So if you like that and you'd like to see them playing in Japan, why not help Night Flowers out and get them on tour? I'd quite like to see them go there as well, so please do. I'm going to take things down a notch now with a couple of a bit more mellow tracks. Now, the first one I'm going to play for you is a Vancouver-based artist by the name of Eshuta, and the track popped up on SoundCloud yesterday. It's called At The Sink, and I hope you enjoy it.
Last night, some small creature lay gnawing at the wicked soles of my feet. Other flies nibbling, whispering in my ears. Sweet nothings, sweet dreams. Tell me what to do in the morning, what to wear, what to eat. And in the morning, I prayed. I was like you, but backed away, even from the cold sink. Wash my face, stare for hours on end.
Instead of returning to reap what I've sown, when we worked as a team, we were picking.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. We had a couple of stripped down tracks for you there, first with a shooter from Vancouver, with the track At The Sink, and then we had someone who a shooter reminded me of. It's a band, not a band, it's a guy called the Skunk Boy Project, real name Nate Swettenham, who actually grew up in the same town that I did, a little town in Leicestershire called Melton Mowbray, and he's currently based in Cardiff now. And specialises in what you just heard. It's that ukulele and harmonica sort of stripped down track. He's a very witty guy as well. And that track was called I've Been Wondering. Next up on the show, we're going to play another band that come from very close to where I grew up. They come from Northampton, which is quite close to Leicester. The band are called Oh Boy. I've played them before. And I'm going to play probably my favourite track by them. It's called God Look After the Quiet Kid.
CITR's annual fund drive is kicking off with a party at the Pit Pub in the Nest on February 25th at 6 p.m. There will be great bands and a raffle for rad prizes donated by AMS Events, Varsity Outdoor Club, and more. It's 19+, and tickets are available at the door for $5 or $3 with CITR membership. All proceeds go to fund drive to help support your campus radio station.
Game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, aren't into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon. Watch, 'cause
I'm
the
man. I'm Sachin, and you're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard a track from a band called Oh Boy, based in Northampton, the UK. The track was Good God, Look After the Quiet Kid. I played you that band because I have put a track of theirs called Beautiful Terrible on a mixtape I've made called Down in Albion, which I will be giving away if you donate $30 to Fundrive. And if you heard the trail we played, Fundrive is starting on February the 25th, looking to raise money for this wonderful station. And growing our cultures is the theme this year, and it's very close to my heart. It's the idea is we're trying to raise as much money as we can so that the station can put on more training, more events, and genuinely bring more people into the radio station. And given the skills that I've benefited from this term, they trained me up from scratch this year, and here I am now. I'm sat on the radio talking to you guys, and I've been writing for Discorder, and that wouldn't have happened without the station. And it's been a wonderful year. It's been possibly the best bit about being here for the year, so it would be great if you could get behind that. And we've got the opening night actually on the Thursday the 25th at the Pit Pub, where all the proceeds will be going to the station, to Fundrive. And already announced, we've got bands Melt and Peach Pit will be playing there, and it will just be a generally really fun evening, and the whole week will be great fun. We've got the telethon going on outside, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to being involved with it. Being my first year, I know that if you're a regular listener to the station, you'll have been through many a fun drive, but then you'll also realise how essential they are for CITR to keep growing and to keep providing the same amazing content that they do and the same opportunities they do to both UBC students and the community alike. So yeah, that's my pitch for this week, and it will be back in 2 weeks with full force. And yeah, I've got a little mixtape called Down in Albion, 15 tracks of the best British bands that have yet to release debut albums, so music you wouldn't hear otherwise, which is another great reason to support the Fun Drive, because I'm getting those bands out there for you guys. And I'm going to play you another band that will be on that mixtape now. It's The Big Moon. They only have 4 tracks on the internet at present. I've played you the other 3 over the course of my tenure on the radio. I'm going to play you Eureka Moment now, which is officially the B-side to their single Sucker. But it should really be more of a double A-side sort of job. It's a brilliant track in its own right, and I really hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. This is Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. We're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam Territory, Vancouver. What you just heard after The Big Moon, who are a London-based four-piece, is a Vancouver band called Dumb, who I have played a lot on this show. And that song was called Refrain, which is taken from their debut LP, which came out last week, Beach Church. And for more information about Beach Church, please check out the pretty hilarious interview they did with Discorder for this month's issue. It's a really, really cracking article. On to another Vancouver-based artist, only recently Vancouver-based. His name is Iceberg Ferg. Used to be based in Victoria and has recently moved to Vancouver. And within the last month, he has released his third album, In the Valley of the Purple Prince. To produce that album, he basically called on a who's who of Vancouver Island, Victoria-based music, and it's a really, really lovely record. He's a lovely folk artist with a pretty unique sound to him, like nothing else going around Vancouver at this moment in time, and I'm going to play my favourite track from the album, which is called You're All On My Mind.
Sweet little lover mine, sweeter than honeysuckle vine, can't wait to spend my time running all around. Shadows come a-falling down, wash the water from my mind. Summer shadows come a-falling down, wash the waiting from my mind. Sweet little lover mine, you're
sweet tongue will remind. Sunset in the summertime. Want to be with you every night.
After Iceberg Folk there on Albion, you heard Walgren, who is a Vancouver-based solo artist, who recently came second at CITR's own Shindig. That is the solo project of Tian Walgren. She's a Vancouver-based vocalist and violinist, as you may have guessed. And that track is called Made It Out, taken from her 2015 EP, the Walgren EP. Really wonderful sound, that. I really like that. Kind of gets stuck underneath your skin. Yeah, I really like it. Moving on, I'm going to be playing for you the obligatory Brighton track that I play every week, if you listened last week. And please do listen back if you didn't. I had a little patch of the show where I played Solely Axe from Brighton, because I'm a little bit obsessed with the city at the moment, the amount of good bands that are coming out of there. And I mentioned the record label and collective Echo Champ. And this next track I'm going to play for you is also coming out on Echo Champ, by a band called Posture. The track is called Bitter, and it is set to be released on a cassette tape that Echo Champ are going to be putting out, that will also feature the Manukahanis and Sulky Boy, both of whom I played. Manukahanis I played last week, and Sulky Boy I played the week before. All of the very similar sound. They're kind of, it's kind of indie pop, but this Posture is more of kind of a slow burning surf rock sort of sound. But they're all kind of very much influenced by each other, as it tends to be the case when you work in such close proximity to each other. But the stuff they're coming out with down there at the moment is incredible. So I hope you like it. It's a proper slow burner of a track, but it is wonderful. So here we go.
To be so bitter, I hate you. Considering going abroad to study, work, intern, or volunteer? Mark Thursday, February 25th in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center to find out more. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electro-pop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across the and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making
it. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it.
Think I might have finally broken my duck, yeah, I think I hit a rounder. So I'll kick the ball back to next night, take off another speed, that's confidence.
Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. What you heard just after Posture with the track Bitter was a London-based band called Superglue with the track called Rounder. It's a lovely bubbling bit of guitar pop, isn't it? It's really, and that hook as well, just infectious. And if you've heard of Dingus Khan, the frontman of that band, Ben Brown, Superglue is his most recent project, and they've got an EP called Horses due out on Antigen Records on the 24th of February, which is very exciting. Rounder is going to be the lead single from that, and really worth checking out more if you really enjoyed that track as much as I did. Moving on, we're going to come back to another Vancouver band, which I've been harping on about a lot on the show. They go by the name of Winona Forever. And I saw them play live again on Saturday night, supporting Expert Alterations. Testopia also played, as did Power Red at that gig. And Expert Alterations, by the way, a really, really great band from Baltimore. Please go try and have a look at them as well. I'm not going to play them now because they're neither from Canada or the UK, but they put on a really great show for us. And We Know Them Forever, it was a wonderful set, just cementing how much of a great live band they are. There's a temptation when you see quite a lot of these bands playing in small venues where they don't really feel like a band that's been knit together properly. They feel like four individual musicians, whereas when you watch Winona play, it's a proper band. Everything fits together, and it just sounds destined for bigger spaces, really. I'm also a bit partial to a bit of math rock as well, which is partially why I enjoy it. And I'm going to play you a track from their Yacht Rock EP called I Don't Go Outside, I Don't Like Shit.
Let's take it. right but something else, huh? All I think about is my mother and myself. I got my brother, couple lovers at my health, but I still see my papa on the shelf. So check, I can't write. I've been scribbling for weeks. I need my mother always listen when she speaks. Breathe, I feel at ease, words whistle in my cheeks, but I'm still feeling different in belief. I needed peace. Honestly, I just needed sleep. I needed love, I need a hug so I can feel it deep. And keep it sweet between the sheets, seeing evil beasts who beating for keeps, seeing ease at knees, cause it's the struggle. I juggle being friend and a father to my little lion and king of Kuna Matata. Move faster, hearts attacking the new master. He's white, that blacker than Africa. Boom, Bartok, who's darker? Me or the rude sparker? The laughter leaving the noon faster. The doom that been filling my room will soon answer. From Mars, I'ma give him the stars, the moon.
And then I stop the music.
So I stopped the drinking, cause I couldn't feel what I was thinking. Searching for a situation, saying I was sinking, delinquent. Ready for the remedies to rinse in. Instead I found it heavily addicting. Been in since Papa Puff. Black Papa was on some other stuff. Running rough and ducking lovers, cutting my mother's bluff. But then I bell him and he's telling me he's cutting up. Turning something to nothing and nothing into crumbled dust. So what the fuck is up? Living like I'm older. Chip up on my shoulder, I would fidget for a fold. I needed closure, a day to stay away and gain composure. Instead this bigger fella held me closer. He told us that everything was gonna be alright. You with your mother, you're with me, you're right. He said, please, nowhere to be, we can sleep all night. When it's time, open your eyes, I'ma ease that mind. He said, everything's gonna be alright. You with your mother, you're with me, you're right. He said, please, nowhere to be, we can sleep all night. When it's time, open your eyes, I'ma ease that mind. Let's say you're not sure right about something else. All I think about is my mother and myself. I got my brother, couple others of myself, but I still keep my papa on the shelf. Check.
After Winona Forever there on Albion was a London-based rapper by the name of Lil Khanna with a track called Mufasa. I've played him a few times on the show. He's a very hotly tipped poetic rapper coming out of London, very similar to Kate Tempest. And if you've listened at all to the show, you know I'm a massive fan of Kate Tempest. And that track is it's kind of a mixture of an ode to his mother and discussing his own parenthood of his little Mufasa. It's a wonderful track. He's got a really incredible way with words, which is what makes his rap all the more incredible to listen to, really. I've got a few more tracks for you. The next one I'm going to play for you is short, sharp and sweet. It's almost lad rock-esque by a band called Pretty Vicious, who have got a massive amount of hype about them coming out of the UK at the minute. They are from a small town in Wales, which is part of the reason all the hype is about them, because nobody really knows where they've come from or how they've managed to do what they're doing. And they're also going to be featuring on my Danny album Mixtape. This song itself is called Cave Song, and it's I'll stop rambling along. It's a great song.
I'm tired and I'm bored. We've been waiting by the shops for like an hour just to get to Cockerford. But days is slowly drag. Let's call the local slacks and sing it louder than we ever have before. Singing, drinking in the cave. Children of the streets, listen to a word about tomorrow. This the world is at our feet. Mad, so try and just relax. Smoke another fag and ease your sorrows. This is life to all I need. Singing, drinking in the chaos. Oh no, yeah. Singing. Yeah.
And that was Pretty Vicious with the Cave Song on Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for tuning into the show. I'm almost out of time now. And as usual, Don is up next. And this week we've got the Dyson Sphere edition of Radio Freethinker. So please do stick around. It'll be an interesting show as always. And I'm going to leave you with a song by a Canadian band called Always. I always say All the Vays because they use a two Vs instead of a W. And a track called Party Police. Not a new song, but the reason I'm playing it for you is because I've just received my ticket in the post to see them support Courtney Barnett, who's another incredible artist, robbed of a Grammy last night, play at the Commodore at the April 19th. And so I just have to play some Always for you. So they're one of my most favourite bands in the world. And playing with Courtney will just be an incredible gig. And then please do join me next week as well. We've got a really, really exciting show for you next week. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a sound clash on the show where it's going to be Cajun chicken themed with my good friend Gareth from Melbourne, Australia, and my friend Jack PK, who has been on the show before, from Brighton. And the three of us are going to be facing off over four different categories. And then a friend of mine, Harry Cobb, who has also been on the show, will be officiating all of that nonsense. But what it will do is will mean we'll have some incredible good music that we're all going to be very proud of and have a lot to say about. So it's going to be a wonderful show. So please do come and join us for that fun. And yeah, it should be a great show. And yeah, I'll leave you with Always. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in and see you next week.
Walking through the trees, I never really know. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA,